Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop. Let's get to our question of the day. What was the time you were duped? 713-572-4610. Lopez is holding strong to the idea that Todd Bowles got the Texans. I don't necessarily lean into that nearly as much, but unfortunately, regardless, we're
done
there.
You think they're really out there trying to tackle him, huh?
Yeah. When was the last time you saw Antoine Winfield jog?
Regardless, what was the time that you were duped? 713-572-4610. Let us know.
The thing about that, I know a lot of our listeners have conned, duped, flim-flammed, whatever you want to.
Flim-flammed?
Yeah, flim-flammed.
I never heard that one.
Yeah. I've heard it before, but that's an old person. Flim-flammed is crazy.
Yes. When was the last time you were flim-flammed? And the reason I know everybody has a story, you guys have a story as well, is because it kind of happens. Not kind of. I think it happens to everyone, and it leaves a mark. Mine, I was 23 years old. I remember exactly. I just moved from College Station, my first real job, made a little bit of money, nothing too much, but more than I had made before. And I went to this, I don't even know how I heard about it. It was in this hotel ballroom, which is the first, that's a giveaway right there. And it was this, invest in this gold coin. This gold coin, whatever. It was a pyramid scheme is what it was, but they called it something else.
I mean, gold is the most consistent thing in the...
The thing about it is, yes, that was part of the messaging. Like, the two dudes that were up there, they're like probably 20, 25 of us in the room. They actually had gold coins, like in this case, and they took them out, and they passed them around the room so we could touch them and look them.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them and all this other stuff.
They gave you the great
opening. Oh, I got to that hook, line, and sinker, man. And then, like, they explained how it all worked.
Yeah, what was the scam? I want to understand what it was.
If you invest, you know, they're buying these gold from Peru, this gold from Peru.
Ooh,
or whatever.
Peruvian gold. I've heard that's the best gold of all.
I did, too. That day I did. And they get these shipments, and if you purchase, you know, in the gold, you're investing, and this is another thing that I'm stupid about. If you invest in the gold, consortium or group, you're going to benefit from all the profits. And if you get other people to invest, then your profits go
yeah.
up. I mean, classic
yep.
pyramid scheme.
Yep, yep.
You don't
yep.
actually get the gold in your hands like they were passing around, but you're in this group of people that are benefiting from the sales of gold that they make periodically. And I'm like, I'm in.
You got me.
I'm in. And it wasn't even that much. It was a lot for me at the time. Yeah, but I think it was like, I don't know, probably $600 or $700 I put in.
Was this 1962?
In 1986.
I was close.
That was the starter fee, right?
Yes. And lo and behold, we all know what happened.
They took you.
They took me.
They took you.
They
yeah.
took me.
I actually went to a meeting like that one time. This was before I moved here. And I was trying to find something, and, mm-hmm. and this dude that I knew, he came to me, and I kind of knew his whole story. Matter of fact, that was the guy I got stopped in Kent with the cop was frisking everybody.
Hey, you have, do you have good life stories with old boy?
No, I know, but no. Look, he pretty much changed his life. And so he walking around with a suit and a nice car like, hey, you should come to this meeting. And, hey, man, I got in. I thought it was a scam, too. Man got in, and they talking about it's a $500 fee, starting fee.
Yeah.
And then you got to go out and do the work, and then they benefit off of it. And if you get more people to benefit than you, then you get to walk around in a $1,000 suit and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, so you were smarter than me.
Yeah. but anywho, I kind of got duped. Actually, it was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My hairstylist who twist my hair, mm-hmm. she was telling me, like, oh, this is a tattoo artist I follow. And she looked like she real good. And mm-hmm. I'm looking at the page. I follow the girl and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know what? These prices looking all right.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a little tricky, but I figured she was just starting off.
Yeah.
And she was just super talented.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me go get something. And I hit her up. We responding and all that stuff. She said, I take a $90 deposit.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. It was like a $300 tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all
right. That feels right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the same thing. So set up a date. I went over there. I pulled up in the apartment complex. I'm like, wait, what in the world? And then so I went to text or message the girl. I'm like, I'm here, but I don't know where you. The page was gone.
Oh, wow,
so she blocked me. She blocked me from my Cash App because I Cash App the money.
Yeah.
Blocked me from Cash App. So I'm like, what in the world?
Oh, no.
So I had to go through somebody else's page to see, like, what's going on. It was a scam.
Yeah. And you're not even a tattoo guy.
I'm not. That's the crazy part
about
it. You had to
get talked into it.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, it's that cheap. I'm like, let me see. And then I got it from somebody else.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was just scrolling around.
Right.
I'm like, somebody else I trusted told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
So my hairstylist, still to this day, she's so upset that she showed me that girl page.
That's tough. Because, yeah, if you're the person in the intermediary, you thought you was doing a good thing.
Yeah. So it was somebody I trusted, mm-hmm. too.
I bet. Somebody said they sold Kirby vacuums for a month. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing I will say, them joints worked for some reason, man. Those things were great. I don't know how y'all made money off them, but them joints looked fantastic. Somebody said Catfish went to a Mexican restaurant expecting some fine little Latina. Got a polling guard. All right. Very good. And someone else mentioned, obviously, everybody has had that smoky moment where you expect you expect Janet Jackson, you get Freddie Jackson.
Yeah.
There you go. I am going to speak for the entire city of Houston when I mention this name, this four-part name. How about Edward Earl Reed Jr.?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's a sports duped, yes.
No, because, like, yes. There's some instances, like, some people are like, well, I thought this Texans offensive line would be different. I'm like, why'd you think that? I mean, like, I know that we were like, look, hopefully we can get this together, but I think we could be honest about saying we were pretty much like, I feel like you should have handled this better.
Yes.
Earl Reed, I've heard all of the stories about how Earl Reed and, like, the winning culture and the ways in which he has, you know, almost this sixth sense mm-hmm. around, you know, football and playing, you know, defense, and hopefully that culture will be brought. Ain't none of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't none of that filter into the Texans? That man hit for his lick and left.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't walk. Yeah. He couldn't walk
like that, and there's a number of ones that people are bringing up sports wise, or like Bobby Slowick, Nick Cayley, which wow, already there. But mm-hmm. I mean, that maybe that's a question we need to ask. Shaq mm-hmm. Mason, Blake Fisher. Although wait, hold on. Shaq Mason was fine up until he hit
the last.
He wasn't
last year maybe yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like I got to Earl Reed and I was like, oh yeah, no, that one was just all scam. Sue-A-1, I didn't get this one yet though. I didn't get this, but I got close. Almost got me similarly to the 281. With the Vector knife sales. Did you get the Vector sales pitch?
Yeah.
You didn't either? Oh, wow. Cutco Knives is a similar one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone bought an Ed Reed jersey. Damn, sorry about
Damn,
that.
Man.
But yeah, the Cutco Knives, when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, I'm going to go get the job. For me, I was like, let me go to this job interview. Because I was like, this seems a little, let me go to this job interview. I walked in there and there was a whole bunch of people. I was like, oh, no. I know this can't be it.
Well, the thing is, when you get into it, like, and I learned this the hard way, like a hotel ballroom or some meeting room that is not actually a company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Walk the other way.
Yeah.
Leave.
I actually had an interview with some company, and still to this day, I have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. But I found I was applying to different jobs back in the day, and it was on LinkedIn. Or I think LinkedIn or Indeed, some one of those sites. Mm-hmm.
Which sucks because you want to believe
it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm dressed the part. I'm going in, and this was the whole interview. The lady was like, "You want to make money, right?" I'm like, "Right."
Correct.
Like, you want to be a boss like me, right? I'm like, right.
These are
you
want to
travel around like this, right? I'm like, right. That was pretty much the whole interview. And then she wanted me to quit my job here. And
whoa.
I was on the street team at the time.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah, we going. I'm like, eh. I'm like, all right. And then she told me, oh, we going to call you back for the second round of interviews if you made it. Mm-hmm. Man, they called me back so quick. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I still to this day don't know what that job was. I don't know if it was a sales job or what. But she came in. You want to be a boss, right?
Right.
You want to make money like me, right?
I like her interview style. She's like, because the end. If you say no, what?
Yeah. So I'm sitting there like, yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I want to travel the world too, like you. Yeah. I don't know what that job was.
Can I interest anyone in a timeshare in Galveston, says the 864?
No. I think everybody got caught with them timeshares.
I got duped by my wife.
You said that you didn't get duped by a timeshare, right?
Like, oh, I took advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was only like 2 years older, but I was already hardened by the streets, man.
All right. Real quick before we go, since we got into the sports realm, what is the biggest sports dupe when it comes to Houston or probably the Texans? Because I imagine that that's the one where these pop up.
Calvicado.
All right, Calvicado is one you could throw
Scottie
out there.
Scottie Pippen.
I feel like we should have seen that one on the Scottie.
But nobody
Pippen.
Did.
Yeah.
Nobody did, including me. I remember. I still remember going.
You were in on the Scottie Pippen
experience?
I remember
going to his introductory press conference thinking, all right.
Here it goes.
All right.
I'm too young to like remember vividly if that was like what the feeling was. So I'll lean on your experience there. Somebody said, does Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson count?
Sure.
Ooh. Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
I would say Deshaun Watson because especially the image he portrayed.
Dude.
Like, he was getting baptized in the lake of Jesus or whatever over in Egypt or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing all this other stuff. And he
it was
out
all
here,
a con, though. Yeah. To be honest, it really was a con.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was.
We know
because he
now.
Was not living like that.
The one
he
that
wrote
gets
that
me.
Book?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
The one that got me with Deshaun was, like, the story about him, you know, paying the, you know, Texans.
Oh, the
cafeteria.
And I was just like, oh, man.
Oh, what a guy.
What a guy. Not
it
quite.
That's a great one because he really was a con man.
Yeah.
He really was.
He was like faith-based.
I'm sorry, you said con man. Did you mean Jack Easterby?
Well, that too. There's another one. That's another one.
Carmelo Anthony or Russell Westbrook.
Ooh.
And the 281 just wrote, he's just a coworker.
I feel the pain. That's all the words that they wrote, and I feel all of the pain there. So, so bad. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was fun. All right, coming up next. Let's go around the NFL where The Texans are 0-2, but how do they stack up amongst all the other 0-2 teams? Let's figure that out and talk about some other things around the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.